You know, and in 3 weeks, I'm going to be in a different place again. You know, for some of you, you probably heard now that Father Peter and I are leaving, and I'm going back to school, to studies. And the bishop asked me to study canon law. And by the way, you know, there were some people already who said, Father, what will you do with your canon law? Will you gonna be working, you know, just admin stuff when you return? Actually, no. One of the things that I asked the bishop is like, Archbishop, if I finish this, I want to be back in the parish when I'm done. And he said, of course you will be back to the parish, but you have other responsibilities aside from parish. You know, that's just part of getting this degree. But as I was discerning about this, you know, when the bishop approached me about this, and he gave me several options. He said, you can go to Rome, you can go to Washington, D.C., or wherever you want to go to finish canon law. I just want you to get canon law because we need help. You know, canon law is not just annulment. Canon law governs all the aspects of the church, from sacraments, from governance. Every aspect of the church has a particular law attached to it. So that is why we need canon lawyers. If a priest is accused also of something, he needs to be represented by a canon lawyer. Annulments as well, but annulment is only a very tiny aspect of canon law. Like, if there's a question about the validity of the sacraments, how the sacrament is celebrated, a canon lawyer is also consulted. But I'm not a scholar. You know, my primary heart, my heart is with parish. So when I asked the bishop, what's the purpose of all of this? You know, after being in a parish and having been gone from school for 12 years, he said, just be attuned to the work of the Holy Spirit in our local church. And I truly believe that you can help us in the future with some things. But also, right now, we have lots of backlogs in our annulment cases in Spanish because for those who can only speak Spanish and they submit their petitions in Spanish, they have to be translated to English in order for judges to make decisions on their cases. So he said, it's important for us to have people who can actually read and make decisions without things being translated so that justice can be given to them speedily. Then I said, okay, if that's what the Holy Spirit wants you to do for my life, for my ministry in the future, or a part of it, then, you know, that's fine with me. But is it my first love? Probably not. You know, because I love parish. But thanks be to God, he assured me, he said, you will gonna be in the parish after you finish this, aside from those other works. So again, you know, the Spirit, I'm sorry for taking so long. I'm just talking about how the Holy Spirit is working right now. It's our birthday, so you can forgive me for a few more minutes. My point about this is that we just have to trust how the Lord is directing our lives. But one of the things that I'm so not looking forward to going back to school is that I'm gonna be back to a dorm. Could you imagine? A dorm life after having your own house for 12 years. Dorm life. But again, it's all for the greater glory of God. I became a priest not for my own self, but for the gospel and for Jesus. And as long as we are heeding God's call, we can never be wrong. You see, and I'm excited for you guys of where the Holy Spirit is leading you after this. You know, after me and Father Peter leave, there's going to be new guys here. And they are good guys, I'll tell you. Good guys. Probably more efficient than me. And that's where the Holy Spirit, you know, we just have to be open. One of the things that I asked when the bishop approached me is like, what's going to happen to St. Cecilia? And then after that, I realized, Carrie, what are you even asking? St. Cecilia has been there for 100 years, even before you. Don't be too, you know, arrogant. But I love you guys. So that's why my very first concern is, who's going to take my place? But again, this is God's church. And God's church, He will never abandon. And He will always going to take care of you and me. Happy birthday.